Blog Talk Radio.
Shark Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. I thank you so much again. I can never truly thank you enough for your support, for your constructive criticisms and feedback. And I offer my sincere apologies yesterday for not airing live yesterday, because I know so many of you look forward to Sports Friday edition of Culture Shark Entertainment Reports. So I hope that my apologies are accepted. And my apologies also to my dear longtime friend, former schoolmate, a former professional tennis athlete, and Demetrio Jackson, Mississippi business professional, Mr. Kevin Dorsey, and his cousin, who is his business partner, also Mr. Tate Anderson, because yesterday they were also scheduled to continue their talk, which was started last Friday on Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, to talk more and tell us more about the new car dealership that they're opening within the next 2 weeks in the city of Jackson. You know, that is something to celebrate whenever we see businesses keep their doors open in the city of Jackson, and plus when businesses come into the city of Jackson. So I would definitely let you guys know when the guys are rescheduled. If not for Sports Friday edition, because they like to talk sports, so more than likely be for Sports edition. So when I have their interview, part two of their talk, reschedule, I would definitely let you guys know. If not next Friday, maybe before next Friday, but I would definitely let you guys know. So my apologies for that. I had a late night with Ms. Samira Muhammad at Samira's Restaurant, you know, whom I talk so much about, and you all definitely have to stop by. And if you're in the Jackson, Mississippi area today, you most definitely should stop by Samira's Restaurant, located 1038B East Woodrow Wilson Road, at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in the historic area of Jackson, Mississippi. And believe it or not, Ms. Samira is online. Yes, she is. You all heard me talk about her for ages, for months, and talk about Samira. So she's online, and I'm not going to talk much longer because she will tell you more. I will tell you, give you a little bit of history. Before moving away from Jackson, Mississippi, Samira owned a restaurant by the same name as Samira's. And also she, I remember attending one of her fantastic reggae festivals in the early 90s. And then she moved on to live in the Washington, D.C. area, Baltimore area, and I also own restaurants there. So she comes back, and she not only owns one restaurant, which I do tell you all about, she also owns a smoothie bar in the Jackson Medical Mall also, and her cuisine and her smoothie drinks are so delicious and so healthy, so delicious where you forget that they're healthy. And really what got my attention was the aroma And I was like, wow, where is that aroma coming from? And when I looked up, I saw bottoms up fresh fruit smoothie bar, and I just could not go any farther. No Subway, no Piccadilly, no. Had to get some bottoms up, and I don't regret it. So I won't go on and on. Mr. Mira has, to get some rest, and also we have a busy day ahead. So looking forward to seeing many of you today at Samira's, and also I'll be debuting my first Mark Beauty Bash lunch party event. So stop by and check out Mark also. But without any further ado, she's also an accomplished actress many of you are probably familiar with. And also, she was one of the blessed ones to run for political office this year. But we'll go on about that when we have more time, because she wants to share just a few minutes with us, and we will talk more about Mother's Day and Mother's Day gift ideas. Thank you so much for listening. And it's taking, I'm getting her online. It's taking a minute for the, for my little thing to get her online. Come on. Another first, especially when time is limited, taking a minute to get her call or switchboard call online. Murphy's Law. I don't want to say if it's not one thing, it's another. But I'm clicking to put her call on air, and for some reason, it does not want to get her on air. And Murphy's, and as long as we've been waiting to talk to Ms. Samira, for like 2 months, and now we get a few minutes. Come on. This is wild right here. I don't want to mention those pranksters. I'm like, if it was a prankster. Okay. Now, this is, she can hear us, but I cannot get her on the switchboard on the line where you all can hear her and where I can hear her. Ms. Samira, if you can hear me, would you hang up and call right back in? And then I should be able to get you online. So, now this is wow. This is one of those never let them see you sweat moments. Y'all getting ready to hear me talk to her over my cell phone. I was trying to call her on her other.
Sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
I was attempting to call her in case she couldn't hear me, but I think she can hear me. If she could hang up and call back. Hello, Ms. Samira. Hi, do you mind calling me back? For some reason, when I click to put
I just tried to call and I didn't get a call in. I'll try back again.
Okay, because I'm still looking at your number on the switchboard. I'm on air live right now. Listen, you can hear me now.
Okay.
But call back, maybe I can get you on air. Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right,
Okay, hopefully we'll have her on air real soon. But be sure to come to Samira's if you're in Jackson area at 1038B. Okay. Now, we're going to try this one more time. Good morning, and thank you. Ms. Samira? Ms. Samira? Something is going on in my switchboard, and is this live broadcasting test, live TV, live on air? This is something, and very important. But I also, as I work to get Ms. Samira Muhammad's call on live so she can share with you the time and days that Samira's restaurant is open, which is located in Jackson, Mississippi, in a historic community of Jackson, Mississippi, in Georgetown. I must share with you. I wanted her, she's planning on sharing with you her menu for today and every day. And she offers dinner and plus today, offering lunch and starting in the near future lunch also. But she has a very delicious menu of different types of fish and chicken, health foods to southern comfort foods. And it's best to hear it straight from her because she literally, with her other restaurant, with this restaurant, she gets up and she makes sure and she wants to bring let the community know that, hey, you can eat healthy and you can live healthy. And healthy food is delicious. And even there are ways to cook. We're down here in Mississippi, you know, always number one and number two on the obesity list. And her thing is also to let people know we can eat healthy southern comfort foods, what a lot of people call soul food, but comfort foods are worldwide. I mean, that's pretty much what southern food is, comfort food. We all are familiar with comfort foods, but her healthy menu is so delicious, and her pita bread. But I do not know what is going on. This is the first right here not being able to click a guest or a caller on live, and this is a very important guest, just like Martini PhD promoted the importance of healthy hair and to live, how important it is to take care of yourself holistically, not only from the outside but on the inside. Samira definitely educates people, the public, in regards of what we eat, in regards to our health, and staying off of prescription medicine. That there is a way to prevent even starting to get on prescription medicine, but to eat healthy in the first place. So when we visit our doctors, we will be met with good news, you know, not good and bad news. Like, you know, I have been told I have some good news and I have some bad news, but we like to hear our doctor's report to be good reports. And one thing Samira educates people on, hey, it's important to eat healthy. And it's important for us to know how to eat healthy. And when we know that healthy food also tastes good, that encourages us to live a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, that's what the show is all about, of living and eating healthy. So I'm doing my best right now to get her on live. And this is the first, and she's so busy, and people time is so important. She literally had just gotten into the bed. So I will do a recast. If I don't get on the air, don't fret, because when we're at the restaurant, I will also be Facebooking and tweeting, and also I'll do a live spreecast where you all can could interact with me and us live via you know, webcam. So don't fret, you will get more information. But I definitely was so excited that I was able to get her, and she literally had just laid her head on the pillow, and then again, here this happens. I think I'm getting her on air now. Wow. Ms. Samira? not getting on the air, but don't fret, you will hear from her later on this morning when we're together, because I'll be Facebooking and tweeting and you streaming, and I definitely will do my best to do a free cast, which is so fun, and I can connect with all of you, all the listeners, via, you know, Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and et cetera. So looking forward to you all hearing more about Samira's from her. It's one thing hearing about it from me, but Samira's is her vision. And if you've seen pictures that I've posted, the decor is just beautiful. And seeing that she's located, centrally located where Samira's is accessible to all areas of Jackson, even newcomers to Jackson can find Samira's. Isn't it something when you visit a community and you hear about an eatery that you would like to go to and then it's so hard to find? Whereas Samira's is located where it's not hard to find. You know, it's centrally located near Jackson Medical Mall. It's located near the Jackson Zoo, also one of our public golf courses. So it's pretty much, if you need to ask anybody for directions, they will easily tell you where it's at. It's one of those locations that's easily found, and that's important. You know, that's really important. And Georgetown happens to be her roots, which happens to be my roots also. But it's just an amazing community. But again, it's Mother's Day weekend, and I don't want to keep Samira just holding on because she needs to get her rest also. Because running two businesses, you can imagine, is we all have busy lives, but running two businesses, that is a very, very hectic, and she's educating people on living healthy, so we all know that getting your proper rest is real important also. But you all definitely need to come by, bring the mothers in your lives or those that are like mother figures to you to Samira's on today. You know, come and check out the restaurant. You might want to book to have an event in the near future. I plan on having my birthday celebration at Samira's on my actual birthday in August, on August 11th, and I'm super, super excited. And, you know, Martini plans to come back in September, if I'm still his liaison, and if he's, he told me he would come in September, and I'm assuming that he's still doing his event at Samira's also. But we're just super excited at this. Everyone that I have met who have even been to Samira since she first opened more than a year ago, love it. Love the food, love the decor, love the atmosphere. Blues, jazz, good music, eating rock. That's what I love. It's Samira's restaurant, a place to eat and rock. Have a good time, good food, good people, good relations. And I guess she'll be going back to rest this morning. Now I feel crazy again, just like yesterday. But that's the perils of live TV and live radio, huh? This Ryan Seacrest can teach us. He definitely taught us how to keep your calm a couple months ago during the Oscars when the actor intentionally and jokingly poured flour on him. You know, it's all about, okay, keeping your calm. But my thing is, I always feel for others, for my guests and for my listening audience. When I say something, I like it to happen. But then when Murphy's Law come in, what can happen will happen, happen. Like, what can I do? One thing that Charles, one of my former late boyfriends said, I always say, never let them see you sweat. But it's something when you really want the best for others. Like, oh my God, if I could control this. So that's how I'm feeling right now, because I really want you all to have an opportunity to just hear her voice alone. Her voice is so resonant. You know, I'm so good, because she does go on speaking engagements. So she's just an actress, and she is a one-woman show. So as in the near future, just have to devote the whole show to her also, where she will tell you a lot about her, not just being a restaurant owner, but also her experience as a thespian also and been a community civic leader also. But we will go on and talk about, because I'm assuming she is hung up and laying down, because her number is still on my switchboard, but I'm assuming she has hung up and laid down because she was going to share just a few minutes of her time at the beginning of the show, and then I was going to go ahead and continue the show talking about Mother's Day gift ideas. Now, one thing about it, you all, I have been getting so much information regarding gift ideas, and I have a new Facebook friend, a new boutique here in town located on Bound Street. There's a new boutique called Wild Flower Boutique, and D. Harvey is your contact person. The boutique seems like a good place to shop for Mother's Day ideas, but it's called Wild Flower Boutique, and it's located on Bound Street. If you're at the Frontage Road, she gave me directions that it's right off of the Frontage Road. There's the Frontage Road, and you can't miss it. It's right past the Green Room. Now, live streaming will stop in about 90 seconds, so I'll continue on because I do know that many of you do want to know more about where you can go and where you can shop for Mother's Day. And Mother's Day weekend is just an amazing, amazing weekend. I love Mother's Day. You know, Father's Day coming up soon also. I'm blessed to have my 80-year-old mother still here. And, you know, it's bittersweet also because my son, who died soon after birth, you know, he would be 23, almost turning 24. But I have so many friends, and then the friends that I see who are such good mothers, I must just send a wish them happy Mother's Day also. And Miss Samira, she's a mother and a grandmother, and she's 20 years older than I am, and she looks 33. And so it's unbelievable that she has great grandkids. this is just a special weekend. I mean, even if you don't even have a relationship with your mom, or there's someone that you consider a good friend who is like a mother figure, you may not look at them as a mother figure, but there's someone that you confide in, someone that you enjoy speaking with, those kind of people. I guess, is there a big sister day or a little sister day? Because I have many, I have my real sisters and real brother and my, you know, late sister and late brother, but then I have so many play brothers and play sisters. Are there brothers and sister days? There's almost a holiday for almost everything. But this is a special, special weekend. And when, a couple of weeks ago, I saw where the number one gift idea for mothers on Mother's Day is spa. It's spa treatments, if not going to a spa, extra spa, getting spa treatments. It's like spa products. And that's what Mark is all about, beauty and personal care products. So if you place order today, you can visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com. Bethany Williams, you can visit me, mark.com, to locate a Mark Girl, Mark Rep in your area. You can not only host Mark beauty bashes yourself in person, but you can host them online also. But remember, when you do become a host of a Mark Beauty Bash, you can earn up to about $200 worth of free Mark products. And I am a person who loves samples and love freebies. And that is, if you love beauty products and you love Mark, you should most definitely consider being a host. Average party is about, you know, hour to 2 hours. You know, really, you can host. You're saying, well, I don't want to host a Mark party at my home. You don't have to. You can host a Mark party at at another venue, like at a restaurant, like I'm doing at Samira's, or you can do it in other places, fun places where you would like to interact and mingle with your friends. But we're celebrating Mom's Day weekend, And Samira's gift to the community today, specially prized menu of her yummy cuisine. On the menu would be a menu of different fishes and a pineapple chicken dishes. And with beverages, $7, without $6. And you get an opportunity. I have happies to give out. So you're not obligated. You're like, oh, I don't want to buy anything today. You're not obligated. Just, you know, I give to the community to come and celebrate Mom's Day weekend. Eat you some good food. Check out Samira's restaurant. Before the happies run out, get your happy bag of marked products. And if you would like to place an order, feel free to place an order. If you would like to book to host a marked beauty bash yourself in the near future, you most definitely can do that. And then if you like what you see, you can always place an order later on also. But most definitely come by and learn more about not only Mark, but also Avon Foundation. Mark is an Avon product, and so I have information also regarding Avon is a proponent against violence looking towards women. And so I have information regarding the Avon Foundation, and also Mark has a charitable arm, which I talk about a lot, and which is very important to me, being someone who was date raped as a teenager. And that is the Empowerment Foundation. And the Empowerment Foundation is a foundation that educates and advocates young women and women of all ages, and men and boys also, to understand and to see the signs of a negative relationship or a negative dating experience and coming along, and provide or Empowerment Foundation is linked up with many, many other fantastic organizations, which Empowerment Foundation has raised, I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, almost into the millions of funds for organizations across America, especially on college campuses, to help educate the community regarding teen dating violence and when you're in a relationship that you probably should not be in. And it's not only for ladies, but for guys also. Guys should also see the signs of when they're in a relationship that is not so positive and not good for their way of life. So we have items in the Mark Matalog and on the website that are devoted strictly, I'm talking about 100% of the proceeds, the profits go strictly to the Empowerment Foundation. Because you probably say, well, why? What's the connection? It's because we do have products that, all of the money, I'm talking about 100%, goes straight to the organization to help fund these very important programs. That's why I bring that up. And that's what excited me also when I became a Mark rep, when I learned more about the empowerment. Because I've known about Mark ever since it started. But I needed to know, I knew about empowerment because one of my favorite celebrities, reality celebrities, Lauren Conrad, co-created it along with Mark. And I became a rep in late 2010, and in early 2010, she visited USM here in Mississippi, and the response was fantastic, promoting the empowerment program, because USM had won a contest of raising the most money in regards to selling the Mark bracelets that we have, where the money goes straight to help the community in this regard. But again, I have been getting emails from so many businesses and connecting with so many places that say, hey, come to our restaurant on Mother's Day. After you've eaten at Samira's, check out Olga's Dining. Check out both the Hilton hotels. Also, shop at Victoria's Secret. I'm just telling you places I've been getting information from. And true. My dear friend Manuela Testolini, Eric Benet's beloved wife, my dear friend, she also visited her website, El True by Gamila. She is offering some fantastic mother gift ideas, and plus with a purchase of $50, I think you can get an item designed by Victoria Wild, you know, the accomplished actress. Also, she's a big advocate within the community. But there's so many gift ideas. There's, like I said, I already told you the number one idea, and that's spa. So you can book a day at the spa for the ladies in your life regarding Mother's Day. I'd love for you to buy you have to wait a couple of days if you order now today, but you can still order it because better late than never. But spa ideas, go to your nearest spa, go to your nearest store, like Body Works or to your favorite department store, and get fragrances and body lotions and things to pamper with. That is the number one gift idea. That's what I've been seeing throughout the media, and that's something that I know also from experience being in beauty and fashion industry, and I being a woman also. The opportunity to get away and get a spa treatment or something that you can pamper yourself with at home, that is amazing right there, to be able to get a spa treatment. But you know what the lady in your life and the mothers in your life and like. So if you know what they like, then that's most definitely what will make them happy, and that's what you should get for them. But Mother's Day means a lot to me. It's a special opportunity to reflect on Mother's Day, the good Mother's Days in the past, and to reflect on people who inspire you. I have friends. I have former teachers, relatives, aunts, so many women, non-celebs and celebrities that I just love. Martha Stewart is one of my favorite mothers. You know, I call her like Aunt Martha. But there are just people out there that just are amazing. There are some people out there that, you know, like I, that you don't see interacting with their own children every day. But, you know, my son, if he had been alive and would be 23 now, my God, he might well have kids himself. So that's kind of amazing. I would be 43 and a lot of my friends are grandparents. A lot of my friends are grandparents. Friends that are younger than me. I'm 43, and there's definitely a lot of my former classmates are grandparents. But also a lot of my friends that are younger than me, like in their mid-30s, are grandparents also. So, you know, so you never can assume who's a parent or who's a grandparent. So just a shout-out and happy Mother's Day weekend again to everyone. And we'll definitely love to see you, especially my those of you that I do know and has been in a while and that may be in town, come by some mirrors, you know. I'm not the skinny mini that you once knew if you hadn't seen me in a minute. but I don't plan on being a skinny mini again, but I'm definitely working on living healthier and transforming my body, and most definitely flattening my stomach and working on my upper body and so on. I'm glad I finally developed. But looking up, I'm opening up my email so I can tell you all more. I kind of got sidetracked because I most definitely was wanting Shamira to share with you all from her mouth and from her heart what's going on with Shamira's, not just today on Mother's Day weekend, but her schedule and what's on her menu, and also regards to entertainment also. So we only have a few more minutes, and I most definitely want to share an email or two with you. I will schedule a Mother's Day show tomorrow also, so feel free to call in. Also tomorrow at 714-409-0614. It'll be a Mother's Day show, but we can talk about it. I know Ridge Rooknet probably doesn't want to talk about his mom, and his mom is, I was about to tell something. He might not want me telling everything. You know, sometimes we like to talk, but have you ever noticed that some people that like to talk and listen to other people are so very private? So, you know, I know I am. I live my life in the open, but then also there's some things that you can cherish and like to keep to yourself. I want to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day weekend, and my sister Belle a happy Mother's Day weekend, and my neighbors, and happy Mother's Day in memory to my neighbor, whom I lost a few months ago back in January, to her family and her kids and husband and grandkids and great-grandkids. I want to send love out to the family of Mrs. Leola Brown. This is our first Mother's Day, not having her with us in the physical. So just want to send out much love to everyone during this time. But we were good. I don't want to get started and then the show abruptly discontinues. So I'm definitely going to share with you places that you can shop and go eat also. And I have information regarding restaurants, not just in Jackson. So my listeners are worldwide, listeners all over America. So the emails that I have received and information on my social networking pages, I will share with you regarding restaurants in other cities like Memphis, Dallas, Miami, New York. I get so much information, so thank you all for providing me with information to spread the word and share with others. So I'll share tomorrow about places you can shop online and offline, and most definitely places that you can eat at, not only just here in the Jackson metro area, but across the line, everywhere. So thank you so much. I need to go in here and roller set my hair to prepare for the day and get ready. And my apologies again for you not being able to talk with Miss Samira. Maybe she will. I'm not going to say until I get it confirmed, but maybe she'll have time. But she'll be spending time with her mother and with her family members who love her so much also on tomorrow. But I thank you so much for your love and support, and I hope you accept my apologies for not airing live yesterday. Again, I will network and communicate with many of you, if not in person, at Samira's during the Mort Beauty Bash. Shout out to my Mort mentor, who is also celebrating not only Mother's Day weekend, but it's a double fun weekend for her because one of her son's birthday is today. So shout out to my Mort mentor, who is very supportive. I cherish so much for her support. Happy Mom's Day weekend to her. And also a big shout out to my regional sales manager, also Kelly Ganner, who is newly